Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Milner. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Milner. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Merle Hoag. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Strange. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Gallagher. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Vern Kennedy. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallagher. Weatherly reaches second base with a double. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chapman for the out. Weatherly moves to third. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weatherly scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Strange reaches second base with a double. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Strange moves to third. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher hits a pop-up towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hoag. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keltner moves to third. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, Double play. Keltner scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Keltner. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Milner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Swift for a passed ball. Weatherly moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hoog. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Weatherly scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Emil Bildilli now pitching. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath strikes out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Emil Bildilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bildilli hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoog hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Strange hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bildilli fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. Milner strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field. Chapman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Chapman. McQuinn moves to second. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. McQuinn moves to third. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Weatherly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hefner hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Emil Bildilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bildilli is 0-for-1 in the game. Bildilli hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Strange hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Strange reaches second base with a double. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. McQuinn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0-for-2 in the game. Gallagher hits a pop-up towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-2 in the game. Milner is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Judnick throws the ball into Strange, who tags Boudreau trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Chapman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift is hit by the pitch. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hefner hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-2 in the game. Swift hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Weatherly. Swift reaches second base with a double. Clift goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1 Indians. Emil Bildilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bildilli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bildilli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoag hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Trotsky hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heath moves to third. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bildilli fields it and throws to second for the out. Heath scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mac hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-1, Indians. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-3 in the game. Milner hits a fly ball into left field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Strange hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0-for-3 in the game. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Boudreau. Strange moves to third. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-2 in the game. Judnick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Strange scores. Gallagher moves to second. It's 6-2, Indians. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Clift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gallagher scores. Judnick moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Indians. Johnny Berardino pinch hits for Don Hefner. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Swift hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Judnick scores. Clift moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Indians. Chet Lobbs pinch hits for Emil Bildilli. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 4. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Berardino now playing second base. Lefty Mills now pitching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Weatherly bunts in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-4 in the game. Hoag hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe pinch hits for Alan Strange. Joe Dobson now pitching. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0 for 4 in the game. Gallagher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hoag moves to third. Sam Harshaney pinch hits for Wally Judnick. Al Smith now pitching. Sam Harshaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshaney hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.